You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Now, what I always tell people, right? The reason why people get jammed up in this business is they listen to the advice of other people and then go buy cars. Like, don't ask me what kind of car to buy wherever you live at. I don't know where you live at. Look around you, right? Go identify your niche. Where do you want to focus? People think celebrities would want fancy cars. They don't.
They don't.
They want black SUVs, black on black, nice. Black sedans. There you go. So identify your avatar, your target audience, and then go buy what they want. Mm. As long as you do that, your car will always be in demand. Mm. When people go put their feelings and emotions into the decision-making process and go buy what they like personally, that's when they end up with cars that aren't moving. But let's talk about the luxury car space. Luxury and exotics, they're almost the same thing, right? Be very mindful. I don't want you guys, once again, getting into your own feelings and going to go buy the latest model, 2023. Don't ever do that, all right? Here's a hack for you guys. Go buy the oldest model of the newest body style. Mm. I'll repeat that. Go buy the oldest model of the newest body style. Perfect example, Corvette C8, since we're talking about luxury cars, right? They came out with the new body style, in 2020, I believe, 2021. Go buy that one. Mm. Don't go spend the bread buying a 2023, because guess what? The guy that has a 2020 is gonna charge the same exact amount of bread as you, and he's gonna make the same amount of money as you. Almost 70% of the car rental websites you see out there, they're actually owned by brokers. Those guys don't own any of the cars you see on those websites. You see these websites that got all these exotic cars, they don't own none of those cars. What they do is they just get pictures off of Google, they put them on a website. Say you call, you land in Dallas and you call one of them, you want a Lamborghini. What he does is they pick up the phone, they're like, oh yeah, we got one. And then they call established companies like me. And then I give them a wholesale price.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. The rental car business is very lucrative. However, luxury rentals is a whole different animal. And today we have someone who has successfully operated a luxury car rental business and is eager to share the secrets of scaling a profitable car rental business, even with bad credit and no experience. Welcome, my guy, yes, sir. Mike the Businessman.
Yes, sir. Mike the Businessman, man. Inside the vault.
Inside, man. Yo, you made. So look, I want to say this though, right? Because I love real life stories of manifestation, right? And so before we even jump in, like behind the scenes, we were talking about, you know, 2 years ago, you saw an episode with the option sniper. Salute to Josh Wassey and the whole gang. And you looked and you were like, yo, I'm going to be on Inside the Vault.
I told my wife that.
Yeah. And then 2 years later.
Here we are.
You here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.
Nah, it's my pleasure, brother. And I love that story. And I love, you know, to be able to be part of that manifestation.
Thank you.
Because, you know, when I look at the platform is really to see who's the best of the best, yes, right? Sir. And how can we help other people really enhance their life, right?
When
I think about, you know, my life and my platform and all that I do, I want everybody to maximize their full potential. And how can we do that by, you know, bringing other experts, people who have walked the walk, talked the talk,
100%.
And who making it happen in real life, not theory. You didn't read a book, making it happen in real life. And so I'm happy that you know, our, you know, we became vibrationally aligned
in
order for that to happen. But for those who don't know, right, they've never heard of you or they don't know who you are, who is Mike the Businessman?
Excellent. Thank you very much, man. It's a pleasure to have me on the show. Hey, so my name is Michael Anoha. People call me Mike the Businessman, MTB. I'm the CEO and owner of MTB Exotics in the Dallas, Texas area. My 6,000 square foot warehouse is right by the DFW airport. And I rent out cars. I rent out economy cars, luxury cars, and your exotics. That's what I do for a living. And then I also have an academy where I teach 9-to-5ers and motivated entrepreneurs how to launch their own successful six-figure private car rental business. And by private car loans, I mean renting directly to customer, not using all of these third-party apps. That's what I do.
So I love that. And one of the reasons why I was excited to have you on, because, you know, I remember, you know, salute to my brother, Matty J.
Yeah.
You know, Matty J came on the show and he was telling me about, you know, different plays that he was running and, you know, Toro business. And then, you know, I was connecting with my guy, Pushman Mitch.
Yeah.
And so I blindly went and I was like, I'm gonna run the play.
Yeah,
right. Know. I was like, yo, I got the credit.
I got
the money. I'm gonna run the play. And so I want to say I got 5 cars, right?
Okay.
Like after talking to those brothers, I was like, I'm going to go get 5 cars. I got 5 cars. I threw them on Toro, immediately realized that I just created a job for myself.
Pretty much. Minimum wage activities.
Yep. Minimum wage activities. Like the amount of times me and my wife were going back and forth to the airport was ridiculous. And one day I looked at her. I'm like, yo, we got to sell these cars, yo.
Pretty much. And that was my story the first 6 months of doing this.
Yeah.
I had a similar history, too. I seen some stuff on YouTube. I watched some gurus on YouTube. And I went out there and I bought 12 cars immediately, first month.
Yeah.
Because there were gurus out there saying, go buy 30 cars in 30 days. Mm-hmm. And so I went out there and I did that. Mm-hmm. And I bought a bunch of cars and I put them on Turo. And I left corporate America to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself doing the same exact thing, minimum wage work. And I knew I barely made $14,000 in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I have a family to feed.
Yeah.
Anxiety started kicking in. I knew something had to change. I had to switch this up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started looking for ways to optimize this and make this run better and make me a whole lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started doing private rentals solely.
Let's talk about that, right? So,
yeah.
You know, you have a 9-to-5 business, exchanging time for money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You decide, I mean, you hear this information about how Toro could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you quit your job.
Yeah, pretty much.
You get 12 vehicles.
Yep.
And then what happened?
So pretty much, yeah, I jumped right in. So unlike other people, I committed 100%.
Yeah.
So I quit my job. I went cold turkey. Funny enough, I was at a conference, a recession-proof conference in Miami.
Mm.
And I happened to speak to an intelligent brother called Nehemiah Davis,
yeah.
Neo.
Yeah.
And I told him what I was considering doing. I wanted to quit my job and go chase this dream, but I was scared. And he told me not to have fear and I should chase my dreams, go all in.
Mm.
It won't work unless I work.
Mm.
And so I took that and I ran with it.
Wow.
And pretty much that's when I went out there, I got all these cars and I jumped on a Turo platform. I got rented out a warehouse almost immediately and started running the play.
Yeah.
6 months later, I found out I wasn't making enough bread.
Mm.
And then I started seeing people coming up to me asking if they could rent directly from me.
Mm.
And I was charging them a whole lot more. I'm like, okay, this could work.
Mm.
However, now I have to rewind to give you guys a little bit more context.
Yeah.
When I graduated, I grew up in Jersey, actually. I grew up in Jersey, and after I graduated college, I couldn't get a job out there.
Mm.
So I moved out to Texas. I had some buddies selling auto insurance in Texas.
Mm.
So they told me to fly out, and they thought me the game.
Mm.
So I learned everything about auto insurance. And then fast forward several years, I went into corporate America doing risk management. I was a vice president, tech and cyber operational risk management for Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, it's just a fancy phrase for saying we're the ones that keep the hackers out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about risk management, risk assessments, all of that. So
car rentals kind of clicked for me. It's all about insurance. It's all about risk. Mm-hmm. So I figured, okay, if I could minimize transfer or avoid risk, this stuff should be easy for me. And if something does happen, I got insurance to fall back on. So all I needed to do was take my corporate experience and then come up with processes and procedures and try to automate this as much as possible and remove myself from the process. Mm-hmm. And then that way, I can have a successful private car rental mm-hmm. business where I'm not stuck doing mm-hmm. minimum wage activities. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I did, and that's what I now show people how to do also.
Man, I love that. And so, you know, one of the things that I love about that story is your ability to transfer who you were already into this new space, right? 100%. Because I think a lot of times, especially the people that have like 9-to-5s and they have, these business, or they probably run a business within their corporate structure.
Right.
They leave and become entrepreneurs, and they never give credit
to the
job or to the skill set or to facts. The things that they have. Were you not afraid, right? So like, oddly enough, in corporate America, you're doing risk management.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is only
all about risk.
It's nothing but risk.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so for someone who does risk management to quit cold turkey and to now go into entrepreneurship, 100%. that's counter to that risk management. What was that feeling like or what allowed you to go against what you do?
I ran into Neo.
Yeah.
Number one. Yeah, I ran into you. That's number one. And then going back to my experience, right, from corporate America, I know that, and they teach us in risk that if you have the right controls in place, you are able to bring down the level of risk to an acceptable level. Mm. And so I live life that way. So by control, I mean, perfect example, a door leading into a house is a control. It's meant to keep thieves away, right? Intruders out of your house. A door is a control. A padlock on a suitcase is a control. Keep people out of your suitcase. So in my business, I put things in place to be able to reduce risk to an you can't eliminate risk completely. It's mm-hmm. impossible. Yeah. Everything, there's always going to be some risk. Matter of fact, fortune favors the brave. If there's no risk, there's no money there. Mm-hmm. So if you can bring it down to an acceptable level, then you'd be successful at whatever venture you're doing.
Yeah.
That's the way I see life.
And so now, you know, like let's talk about the luxury car space.
100%.
If you will, because I know for me, when I got into the business, it was, economy cars and, I guess when I think about the amount of time that was taking and what I was making, like you said, minimum wage activity, I've thought about the luxury, luxury car space, especially like, talking to people like Carter Cofield who talk about the tax benefits of, having a luxury car and things of that nature. Let's just say I'm somebody who wants to get, I got some capital, right? I want to get into the luxury car, rental space business. Where would I start?
All right, perfect. That's a good question. So what I tell people is just take a step back and then go form an LLC first. Mm. All right, we got to do this the right way the first time. That's a mistake a lot of people make. They just run out to the dealerships, go run up their personal credit, and go put all these cars on their credit. That's how a lot of people got wrecked out there. Mm. Bro, Ash, I'm kidding you. I kid you not. I see people every day, people in my community, and these guys are dying. Their DTI is through the roof because they listen to the advice of a lot of these gurus online telling them to go buy a bunch of these cars. Mm. And putting them on their personal credit. And a lot of people did that, especially people in our community. Mm. And right now, they can't even qualify for a cell phone because their DTI is jammed up, and there's almost no way to get out from underneath that.
Yeah.
So I don't want you guys to make the same mistake. So first things first, do it the right way. Go do this as a business. Form an LLC. It's cheap. It's free to $200, a few hundred bucks. Yeah. Get an LLC. You want these cars in your LLC. That's number one. That's the right way to do it. There are banks out there like Bank of America that will happily give you a loan with your brand new LLC. You don't have to get an age corp or a seasoned LLC, none of that stuff. Just make sure you set it up the right way. You have your business address, phone number, hit the regular data points, an EIN number, a Dun & Bradstreet number. Once you set up that LLC, banks like Bank of America will give you funding up to $100,000 with one LLC, and they'll give you four loans. So you can get four vehicles with one LLC with Bank of America, each loan up to $100,000. Now you could take that approval, go to your dealership, go get the luxury car of choice. Now, what I always tell people, right, and the reason why people get jammed up in this business is they listen to the advice of other people and then go buy cars. Like, don't ask me what kind of car to buy wherever you live at. I don't know where you live at. Look around you, right? Go see, go identify your niche. What do you want to focus on? Do you want to do maybe VIP rentals? You want to do chauffeur vehicles? You want to cater to just weddings? You want to cater to gig economy workers? There's so many niches. In this case, a luxury car. Do you want to cater to business executives, travelers, or VIP clientele? Because the reason why I tell them to drill down further is, say you're catering to VIPs, right? Say if I was catering to people like Ash, the kind of cars you want, you probably want, like, people think celebrities would want fancy cars. They don't.
They don't.
They want black SUVs, black on black, black sedans. There you go. So identify your avatar, your target audience, and then go buy what they want. As long as you do that, your car will always be in demand. When people go put their feelings and emotions into the decision-making process and go buy what they like personally, that's when they end up with cars that aren't moving.
Yeah. I like, and that's good, though, because I think that's what I did, and I think that's what most people do, right? Emotionally, they're like, well, you know what? Let's get this type of car, or let's cater, you know what I'm saying? Like this is what car I'm gonna drive, or whatever the case may be.
It ain't about you.
And it's not about you. It's about the business. It's about your avatar. And that was the one thing that we didn't do, which is true, is I was just, for me, it was just about what made the most logical sense to me.
Right.
But I'm not in a car rental business.
There you go.
So for me, what logically made sense was, well, we live close to the airport. Yeah. Most people are gonna want to rent a car, and so let's get these economy cars, so that you know these cars will be available. But again, not realizing that the amount of money that I could charge.
Yep.
There's a cap on it.
There you go. Right. 100%.
And then so if my avatar was somebody who was, you know, luxury or VIP, then I could charge more, and then I could make more money from it. And so now I got my LLC.
Yep.
What's the next step? Am I just going out there and still buying the cars? Like, am I buying it under my LLC?
Yeah.
Like, how am I acquiring these cars?
So once you've gotten the LLC sorted out and all of that stuff, now there's several places to buy the vehicles. You could go to cargurus.com, Facebook Marketplace, wherever you want to. Go search for a car, right? One thing I always tell people is, when you're looking, say you're doing, let's talk about the luxury car space. Luxury and exotics, they're almost the same thing, right? Be very mindful. I don't want you guys, once again, getting into your own feelings and going to go buy the latest model, 2023. Don't ever do that. All right? Here's a hack for you guys. Go buy the oldest model of the newest body style. I'll repeat that. Go buy the oldest model of the newest body style. Perfect example, Corvette C8, since we're talking about luxury cars, right? They came out with the new body style, in 2020, I believe, 2021. Go buy that one. Don't go spend the bread buying a 2023, because guess what? The guy that has a 2020 is going to charge the same exact amount of bread as you, and he's gonna make the same amount of money as you, but meanwhile, you owe way more on your note.
Facts.
So that's the way I look at it. If you're doing the economy cars, I always tell people, I hate the economy car space. Never go buy an economy car over $20,000, $30,000. It's a waste of money. I buy economy cars that cost me $5,000, $6,000. I'm buying 2014s, 2015s. I'm giving them out to gig economy workers, and they're paying me $300, $350 a week. Every month, I'm making a minimum of $1,000 to $1,200 net per economy car. In 4 or 5 months, that car is paid off, all right? So imagine if I use my LLC, I got a business credit card, 0% interest for 12 months. I go use that car, go buy one or two economy joints for $5,000 a pop, put that mug on the road, it's making me $1,000 a month minimum every month.
Yeah.
In 5-6 months, the cars are paid off,
right?
It's house money from there.
Right.
I'm still on 0% interest. I still got 6 more months to play with that car. So that's the strategy you guys need to use, right? So just be very mindful of that. Don't waste money, don't get too excited, go buying the wrong cars. Buy them right, and you guys will be good in this business. If you want to talk exotics, same thing applies.
Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine. He bought a 2010 Rolls Royce Ghost. All he did was change out the lights. He put the new lights on it, so now it looks like it's a 2020-something model, and then he put the stars in the roof. And he's charging the same exact $1,399 as the next guy that has an Hermes Edition Ghost that paid almost $400,000 for it.
Wow.
So there you go. Let's be smart. Nobody, your customers can't tell the difference.
Right.
So that's one bar I'll give you guys when you're getting into the business. Just make sure you buy right.
Wow.
And then you're good.
Wow. And so, and what about, you know, the people who are credit challenged or capital challenged, right?
I love
that. You know, bad credit.
Yeah.
And then also, like, no experience. Like, how, and how can they get in the game?
There you go. So what I always tell people, if you ain't got no cash, no cars, no credit, no problem. Uh-huh. If you don't have the physical currency to get started, leverage your social currency. And by that, what do I mean? Everybody needs to know that you are the rental car plug in your area.
Yeah.
Right? Spread the word out. Let everybody know that you're doing, this is what you do. Take the time out, go invest in mentorship, go learn the game. Yeah. And then that way, now you could also joint venture. You got family members that got good credit. Mm. You got family members that got cars. You could joint venture, do a 50-50 joint venture with them. A lot of people in my academy, they do that. They partner with other people in the academy that they've never met before. All right, you partner with someone else that has the credit, that has the cars, and you run the day-to-day of the business. Mm. But then what I want you guys to do, though, is don't stay there. At the same time, be working on your business. Mm. Trying to improve your business credit. Working on your personal credit, so that way you could buy your own vehicles. And then also, there's another thing in the car rental business called brokers. Mm. All right, brokers are just middlemen. Yeah. Almost 70% of the car rental websites you see out there, they're actually owned by brokers. Those guys don't own any of the cars you see on those websites. You see these websites that got all these exotic cars, they don't own none of those cars. What they do is they just get pictures off of Google, they put them on a website. Say you call, you land in Dallas, and you call one of them, you want a Lamborghini. What he does is they pick up the phone, they're like, oh yeah, we got one. And then they call established companies like me. And then I give them a wholesale price. Mm. So say my Lambo goes for $1,500, I'll give it to them for $1,000. Mm. They make $500 on top every day. Mm. I have brokers making high six figures and they don't own a single car.
Wow.
So that's a play for you guys. If you're not where you need to be at, you ain't got the credit right, be a broker.
Wow. And so let me just unpack that, right? So now you got somebody who wants to get into the car, the exotic car, luxury car, or even economy car business, they could, it's almost like wholesaling.
Pretty much. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And so wholesaling is when you got somebody who has a distressed property, who's looking to sell the property, you got a buyer, and the person who is the wholesaler gets a contract on that property, sells that property to the buyer who wants to buy it, sells it at a higher price, but gives the buyer what they're looking for. They keep the difference.
That's it.
And so no credit, no money. Like you said, no problem.
No problem.
Let's go. Create a website.
Yep.
Let people know that you're the car plug.
That's it.
Put the cars up there. People want to rent the car.
Yep.
You find somebody who already has the car.
Yep.
Get it at a discounted price, and then now you're in business.
If you really want to set yourself up for success, you want to take this serious. There's companies out there. I got brokers I've never seen in my life. I don't even know what state they're in.
Wow.
They send me almost 50% of my business.
Wow.
These guys in every major city. They create a website, so they got a presence in Vegas, Cali, Miami, Atlanta. They create a website, and they run a bunch of SEO. For those of you guys that don't know, SEO is search engine optimization. That's how you show up on the first page of Google.
Yeah.
They run a bunch of SEO, and people call them all day long in all these three major cities. And when they get those calls, all they do is pass it on to local companies, and they get their commission off the top.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. Wow. So talk to me, right? So there's like a lot of people out here in this space, a lot of like you said, gurus who teach this. What makes Mike the Businessman different from all the other guys teaching?
100%, good question. I think for me, the most thing is I'm teaching people private rentals. And why am I doing that? I'm all about ownership.
Yeah.
Let's own, we have to build up our own book of business. Mm. All right, see, the thing is, what people don't realize is I cringe every time when I hear someone say, I got a Turo business. Mm. You don't have a Turo business. Mm. Turo has a business.
Wow.
They're about to go public. Mm. They got an IPO. And why? Because they have a book of business. They have the customer's name, phone number, and email.
Right.
You, us Turo hosts, we don't have that information. Turo doesn't give it to us.
Right.
So you can't sell your business.
Oh, that's good.
You can't even sell your business.
Yeah, yeah.
We all found out 3 months ago in March, there's another platform called HireCar.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
HireCar announced that they were going bankrupt.
Wow.
Bro, there's people that have been on HireCar for years.
Wow.
Claiming they got a HireCar business. It literally went bankrupt. Last minute, just last month, they got bought out by GetAround.
Mm.
But it was scary for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I preach private rentals, because that way now I'm collecting the customer's data.
Right.
I'm building up my book of business. I can remarket to my customers. It's Valentine's Day, it's Christmas, birthdays. I send them text messages, emails. They keep coming back. Mm. And the beautiful thing about private car rentals is it's almost like high ticket.
Mm.
versus doing these apps. It's more low ticket.
Right.
I would rather sell sell something to somebody at five people at $20 to make $100 than have to go find 100 people at a dollar.
Yeah.
So it's high ticket versus low ticket. And for some reason, you get premium customers with private car rentals.
Yeah.
They take better care of your cars. Mm. They pay you a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Versus when you're dealing with these lower ticket customers on these apps. They trash your vehicles.
They smoke
up your stuff.
Yo.
You already know.
Yo,
there you go.
Yo, it's so crazy because that was one of the things. Like, not only did, you know, every time somebody wanted a car, we had to go and take it to the airport or whatever, but then we would get the car back. And I'm talking about, it's like, I think I was like, yo, does everybody on the planet smoke weed?
There you go.
Like, yo, the car smell like marijuana, it's trash, it look horrible, and you looking like, man, we getting notices like from SunPass, people
parking tickets, all of that stuff,
parking tickets, people going from state to state. I'm like, man,
there you go. See, with private rentals, you don't have those issues because guess what? I'm charging you $1,000 or $2,000 deposit when you take my car, and then we let them know from the rip in our contract and when you rent a vehicle that if you smoke in this vehicle, you're losing the entirety of your deposit.
Wow.
You scuff my rim, I don't care if it's just 1 inch.
Yeah.
I'm keeping your deposit, and they're okay with that with private rentals. They don't mind. Matter of fact, they'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna smoke. You can keep my deposit.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? So that's why private rentals all day, every day for me.
Wow.
You just make a whole lot more money.
And so how do you find clientele, right? Because I think that, to your point, right, when you think about the Toros and the, I mean, even Airbnb, even though Airbnb is not, cars, but it's the same principle,
where
Airbnb doesn't own any properties. It's really like their software that allows people to put properties on there. And same thing like Toro. It's it's the software that allows people to put their vehicles on there.
Yep.
How do you market? Like, how do you get clientele do a private rental?
Good question. So I teach people three different ways, right? We use organic methods, right? So that's where you use things like Facebook Marketplace, friends and family. Let people know you're the rental car plug, all right? A lot of y'all are more extroverted than me. I'm an introvert. I'm nobody. Guys, if I could do this, you could 100% do this, all right? I just moved to Dallas not too long ago, all right? You guys are social butterflies. When you're in the club popping bottles, they need to be saying your car rental company, all right? You know what I'm saying? Like, every time you're out there, everybody needs to know this is what you do. Trust me, it's a snowball effect. It'll start to build up, all right? Then you could do collaboration marketing. There are other car rental companies out there, all right? We exchange business all the time.
Right.
All right, the next car rental company needs a car. They're calling me up, hey, is your Urus available? Mm. Yeah, is your Lambo available? Mm. Same thing. So collaborate with other car rental hosts around you, all right? And then finally, paid marketing, all right? It works. Go do some Facebook ads. I do a lot of Google PPC ads. Mm-hmm. That works for me, and it's not too expensive. And then the biggest bang for your buck is SEO. Search engine optimization. I can't stress that enough. And that's for me, is a litmus test. Mm. When I see somebody on Google and they're claiming to be a guru in car rentals, all I got to do is find out what city they live in. And I want to Google car rental companies in that area. If I don't see their company show up on the first page of Google, I know they just cap.
Mm.
All right. You search exotic car rental company, Dallas. My company comes up on the first page of Google.
Mm.
If anybody knows about SEO, it is hard to show up on the first page
of
Google. That means you know what you're doing.
Facts.
That is the biggest bang for your buck. That's how you keep your phone ringing consistently.
Wow. And then what are some nuances, right? Like what are some things that you would advise, right? Somebody that's just starting their rental car business, like what is something that you would advise to them to make sure that, you know, once they get a client that
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Client is sticky and they're only kind of dealing with them.
100%. No, that's a good question. So first things first, though, before we even do that, I just always tell people to make sure they have a good risk management procedure in place.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you vet your customers. Too many people get too thirsty and just hand over their keys for some money, especially when it comes to private rentals.
Yeah.
You don't have the safety net of Turo anymore. All right. They're not giving you that insurance.
Yeah.
So you need to know how to vet your customer. I call it KYC protocols. Know your customer. All right. So we do background checks on these people. We go as far as running driving records. I'm not saying you got to do that, but at least you could do a Google search on their name. Know who you're handing over your keys to before you run out to them, all right? That's number one. And then for me, customer service is key. Every customer we get, my staff, they know to ask a review at the end of it, all right? We're getting 5-star reviews from everybody. So customer service is priority for us. That's how you keep them coming back.
And then so now, right, I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, luxury cars is a good risk, right?
Yeah,
because 100%. You know, you could rent them out for more.
Make them up way more.
Right. And then so maybe 1 or 2 days of a rental will cover your
note, pretty much.
Right. And then everything else is just like gravy.
Yep.
What's the difference between the luxury and exotic? Like what's the difference between those two?
So it's a different space. All right. To be honest with you, sometimes the luxury car space scares me. Like for me, I'm careful with the luxury cars because it has to be something, for me, it has to be something aspirational. Like the Corvette C8 is an aspirational vehicle, right? People like that. The BMW i8 is an aspirational vehicle. The doors go up.
Gotcha.
People like that. There's certain cars that people are attracted to that are considered luxury. Yeah, go get those types of vehicles, right? Your Cadillac Escalades, those are cars that are always going to be in demand. They're luxury cars.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind those cars, but sometimes people just get some completely off-branded cars that nobody's heard about.
Right, right, right.
No kid, like kids grow up, they got pictures of Lambos on their walls, like BMW i8s, things like that, aspirational cars. Nobody wakes up thinking about some of these random cars people buy.
Yeah.
So where's the demand going to come from?
Yeah.
So we got to think about that too. However, with the exotics, I like that space because number one, you charge a whole lot more, and like I said, they're aspirational vehicles. People want to use them to pull up. You know, people, business professionals use them as business cards.
Yeah.
They're going to meetings, they want those nice cars, right? Yeah. So there's always demand for the exotic cars. That's why I love them.
And give me some examples of what would be considered luxury and what's considered exotic.
So yeah, your Lamborghinis, your Bentleys, things like that, those are considered your exotic vehicles.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Your luxury cars would be anything from, I would say, like a $30,000 car to a $100,000 car. So typically, like your Lexuses, those types of cars, your Corvette CAs, BMW i8s, BMW Audi, M3, Audis, Mercedes-Benz S-Class series.
Gotcha.
Those would be your luxury vehicles.
Gotcha. Anything above that. And so, let's rewind, right? Yeah. This is, you know, we're in 2023. So this is 2021.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to go buy my 5, you know,
vehicles.
Economy vehicles.
Yeah.
What advice are you giving me to help me make this a profitable business?
Perfect. So I'll give you the advice I give everybody in my academy. Number one, you're gonna use before you buy those vehicles. First off, go set up your LLC. Because I'm guessing, did you put all those cars in your personal credit?
No, I had them on the LLC.
So you were smart. Yeah. There you go. Good advice. So there you go. So do that first. And second thing too is define who your target audience is. Who do you want to cater to? For me, I go after the audience where there's the most demand, right? Yeah. So if I was to go into the economy car space, I'm catering towards gig economy workers.
Yeah.
Because we all saw from COVID, they were the only industry that was getting busy. When everybody was locked in at home, we were ordering food every day.
Facts.
And who do you think is supplying them with those cars? It's car rental companies like us, right? So that's number one. I would choose a niche like that. So then next time you see your DoorDasher pull up to your house, what kind of car are they driving? Go buy those types of cars they're driving. When you go into the airport, you see that Uber XL driver come through. What car did he have?
Yeah.
Go buy a bunch of those Uber XL vehicles and you will be in high demand. Your cars will stay rented out.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about the economy car play, the way we teach it is it's almost passive because it's long term.
Right.
We don't do daily rentals with that.
Right.
I bet you got caught up doing the $30 a day, $20.
Absolutely.
We don't do that. Yeah. Nah. So it's only weekly or monthly. I don't do no daily.
Wow.
All right. So that way, it also makes it passive for me.
Right.
I don't want to see them as much as they don't want to see me.
Right.
Except when I'm calling them up for my Stripe payment. And that's right. it. Or Cash App.
Right.
So that's it. And then that way.
And that's what it was. I think we, you know, we were just kind of thinking it from a scarcity perspective.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for like I didn't even kind of think from that perspective of being able to use it in that way.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And, you know, for me, you know, and even because my wife and I got into the business together,
yeah.
We were like, nah, let's not put too much restrictions on our listing because we thought nobody would book it. But to that point, if we did the week to weeks, if we did the month to months, if we did those limited type of bookings that people, that it would actually attract a certain person.
An avatar, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we got the people who just want it for 2 days, they in and out. And so now we got to
clean the car up
every 2 days. But if we got somebody doing it weekly, we got somebody doing it monthly.
There you go.
In fact, when you think about sort of like the higher cars or the, you know, the companies that allow you to rent about long-term,
right.
Then that way you bought the asset. Now the asset...
Mm-hmm.
is working for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, what I do teach people in my academy, though, not to knock down these apps, though, is we call it the training wheels phase.
Mm.
I want people, when they start off getting in car rentals, go use those apps. Because I want you to get out of your feelings. Let's work that out. Like, a lot of people are emotionally attached to these cars.
Yeah.
I bet you the first time somebody smoked up in your car, you were pissed off.
100%.
There you go.
100%.
There you go.
I was pissed off.
Yeah.
Second of all, I had to go find... The best type of spray.
See, there you go.
I was tight.
See, I need you guys to work that out of your system.
Yeah.
All right, we can't be emotionally attached with these cars.
Yeah.
For me, it's an income-producing asset. That's it. That's it.
Right.
All right. So you don't black out on your customer pissed off at them because they smoked up on your car.
Right.
I don't want you putting that stuff on Facebook and complaining to the whole world. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
This is a business.
Yeah.
You charge the customer what you're meant to charge. You thank them, ask them for a 5-star review, move on to the next customer. That's the way you got to think about this business and you'll be fine.
Yeah. And what's the potential of, you know, somebody who gets in this business, right?
Yeah.
Because I know you mentioned, you know, you leaving your job, you know, in risk management, you know, assuming you were making 6 figures there, cold turkey, now, you know, full time, have a luxury car business. Is this a 6-figure business, 7-figure business, 8-figure? Like, what's the potential that you
100%. At the end of the day, you get out of it what you put into it. Right? It only works if you work. I always tell people that. For me, last year, my car rental business did almost $600,000 for us.
Wow.
All right. So at least that's for me is a very good living.
Absolutely.
I left at corporate, I was making $120,000.
Right.
All right. So this was a very good living. And I've gotten it to the point where it's pretty much passive for me.
Right.
I've got staff in the warehouse right now where I'm here on Inside the Vault with Ash Cash.
Right.
All right. So that's the way I set it up for me. And it's profitable. I have minimum benchmarks that I look for in these cars. Like with the economy cars, each one has to make me a minimum of $1,000 per month net.
Mm.
That's it. If it's not making that much money, I'm getting rid of it.
Mm.
Don't be all up in your feelings and holding on to that car. Same thing with the luxuries. They got to make me between $1,500 and $3,000 per month minimum per car net.
Yeah.
If it's not hitting those numbers, we're getting rid of it. Exotics, I want to make anywhere from $2,000 to $20,000 upwards. And why do I say $20,000 upwards? Because with those cars, you have people. There's actually people out there that will rent your Lamborghini for a whole month, paying you $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
I've done that several times. I've had a guy, when I bought my first Lamborghini Huracan, he rented it out for the first 30 days, paid me $30,000.
Mm.
He kept that car for 2.5 months.
Wow. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
My BMW i8.
Yeah.
A guy rented it from December 2020, December 17th to 2020. He was paying me $4,700 a week.
Mm.
He kept it till November of 2022. So 11 months, he paid me a total of $178,000 on my YouTube channel document.
Wow.
$178,000 for that car.
Wow. And why would somebody do that? Is it a level of, I want this car, but I don't want the responsibility?
It's that, or also there's a lot of people that just like being anonymous. They don't want their government name on anything. All these cats that have private Facebook profiles or Instagram profiles, they don't want to show their face. It's just people out there like that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't ask money. I don't ask questions. The money clears my bank account.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't ask questions.
What are some of the, like, pitfalls that you could that you have run into or right. you can run into running a private car business?
I will tell you what, just from a risk management perspective, our risk level has dropped almost from being close to 50% or more down to less than 10% ever since we started vetting our clientele. Mm. If you do that, you would eliminate virtually almost 100% of the risk.
Yeah.
All right. If you just take the time out before you get thirsty and take that money and handle, I don't care if it's your mama, your best friend, verify them first. Check their stuff. Make sure their license isn't suspended.
Yeah.
Because they could drive that car, get pulled over. It's going to the impound if they have a suspended license.
Right.
So it's just doing little things like that. That goes a long way. Typically, a good person, Ash, is not going to all of a sudden just steal your car.
Fact,
someone that's got a clean record, they've never done nothing, they don't just wake up one day and say they want to rob a Lambo.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? So if you didn't verify them first, that's why you're in the trouble you're in.
Yeah. And how does insurance work, right? Because I know like when you have a car, you have to list the type of people that are going to be driving the car. And even when, you know, we were doing Toro, you know, we couldn't tell our insurance company that we were doing Toro.
Gotcha.
Because they, you know, they some of them didn't allow it. Some people, even though we were using Toro's insurance.
Right.
They, you know, the moment we told them we was doing that, they wouldn't allow it.
100%.
And so as a private car rental company, how does insurance work?
That's a good question. So there's two types of ways you can run the plate. So for cars less than $75,000, there's commercial insurance companies out there for them. There's one called Lula, L-U-L-A, Lula Insurance. They'll insure your car as barely $100 a month.
Wow.
Commercial insurance. So you could rent it out privately to whoever you want to. All right. And they'll even, as long as the car is being used for business, they'll even cover you when you're driving the car to go maybe deliver it to a customer or take it to the car wash. So that's one. The second way is if you have like the luxury cars or exotic cars, right? We rely on the customer's insurance. That's the play. So say, Ash, you were coming to Dallas to rent a car.
Yeah.
I would ask you to send me your driver's license and your insurance policy.
Ah.
So as long as you have full coverage on whatever car you drive here, it'll transfer over to my car.
Mm.
All right. The only thing is I need to make sure is that your what they call property damage limits are high enough. They're up to the value of the car you're renting from me. And that's very important. That's where a lot of people get jammed up. All right. You guys. Say you're coming to rent a Lambo from me, all right? Your property damage needs to be up to the value of the Lambo, so it needs to be at least $200,000.
Mm.
And it's a cheap change. All it'll cost you is probably $5 extra on your policy to make that upgrade. Some people are too lazy to call the insurance companies and ask those relevant questions.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If Ash has a car that maybe is worth $100,000, if you total my Lambo, they're only going to pay
$100,000.
So that's where people get jammed up.
Yeah, and I love that, right? That, you know, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show, and I appreciate your wisdom because there's so much nuances
100%.
That if you don't know, if you don't understand
how
these things work, you will be thinking that you could figure it out, but you'll be jamming yourself up.
100%. And I made those same mistakes the first year I started. I went to YouTube. I went to a YouTube university trying to learn the game on my own.
Yeah.
And I made so many mistakes. And that's why mentorship or finding out, learning from somebody that's actually done this before is so key. Not only will it collapse time for you, but also you don't have to go through the same bumps and hurdles. You don't have to go through accidents and totaling cars or getting cars stolen. You just learn I learned from me and the mistakes that I've made, so you don't have to replicate those mistakes.
No, I love that. And so talk about your masterclass or your 5-day challenge, right? You have a 5-day challenge coming up, which you know, again, everybody who is watching the show, they know that I'm a fan of the 5-day challenge.
100%.
I love this model because it allows people to spend 5 days with somebody,
100%.
Really get to know them, really get to figure if this person is knowledgeable and really if this person can help them get to this next level.
Yes, sir.
You have a 5-day challenge coming up. Talk to me about
the
challenge.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, so in August, we have a 5-day challenge coming up. It's called a Rental Profits Challenge, so rentalprofitschallenge.com. You guys can go there to register. Make sure you get the platinum tickets, y'all. Not general admission, because platinum tickets, you get to ask Q&A. You come to the platinum kickoff party, all of that. So many perks for the platinum. platinum members. But in this challenge, right? So what I'm giving pretty much all the information I give my inner circle members. All right, I'm giving it to you guys in 5 days. So I'm teaching you everything about the car rental business. All right. Yeah. So it's gonna be an immersive experience. And not only that, I'm gonna have somebody come in there and bless you guys with funding, show you guys how to get 100K in funding. So that way you guys could start your own private car rental business. We're teaching you other rental arbitrage businesses. You guys wanna learn Airbnb, we're gonna have somebody out there teaching you guys how to do that. So everything about rental profits, you guys get to learn. So that way you can start other passive income streams. I think Warren Buffett said it best, man. He said, if you don't figure out a way to make money while you sleep, you're gonna continue to work till you die. And so we gotta look for other passive income streams. And for me, car rentals was it. And that's what I'm teaching you guys in a 5-day challenge, yo.
And I wanna kind of take a step back, right? Because I wanna, you know, I mean, you know, people know that I, you know, I do my best to really bring the best of the best, but then also people that they could connect with. You know, you have an interesting story of running away from home.
Yes, sir.
You know, as a young teenager, yes, you and your brother. Can you share that story with us a little
bit? Yeah, yeah. So I'm a first generation Nigerian American, product of a badly broken home. When we were teenagers, me and my brother, yo, 3 a.m. in the morning, we took a one-way road trip from Raleigh, North Carolina to East Orange, New Jersey.
Wow.
We slept on the couch, on my buddy's couch for several months while we were trying to get on our feet, get a job, go to school. I actually graduated from Rutgers University in New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But then I always tell people, Jersey raised me, but Texas paid me. After I graduated, I couldn't get a job out there.
Yeah.
So I had to dip out. I went to Texas. That's when I started doing insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opened up an insurance agency out there. I actually had 3 locations in Dallas.
Wow.
Selling auto insurance. And then the economy crashed. I lost it all. So that was a second setback for me. That's when I went to corporate America.
Yeah.
Yep. And the rest is history.
Wow. And that's a phenomenal story. And I wanted to kind of bring that up because I want people to know, especially as you know, our viewers are watching and making a decision to join, you know, your 5-day challenge. I want them to understand that this is somebody who has been through adversity,
100%.
Have been through the ups and downs, right?
100%. Lost it all.
I mean, I'm from New York, so East Orange ain't no easy place.
No, it's not.
Like, so for you to say you went from Raleigh, North Carolina, to East Orange,
Stuyvesant Avenue.
I said, wait, hold on, East Orange, like that ain't what, they got old school. I grew. It was so funny. I mean, maybe it's not funny, but I grew up in the 90s, right? Okay. I grew up in the 90s in Harlem during the crack era. So I know what, like, crack era crackheads look like.
100%.
And, you know, people in the street.
Yeah.
As we started to get into the 2000s and things of that nature, you know, like, those types of crackheads didn't really exist anymore.
Gentrification,
until I went to East Orange.
There you go. They're still there.
They still there. Like, if you want to know where they went, they went to
East
Orange.
That's where they went to. Yo, yes, sir.
I promise you, my wife and I, I want to say this had to be. So my wife and I got together in 2003.
Uh-huh.
We decided to like move in together. I want to say like 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
They were building a new, like, luxury building in East Orange, right? We drove there to go see.
Yeah.
It was across the street from the police station.
Okay.
And it was a hospital, like, right across the street from it. Yo, they couldn't get me out of that town faster. I looked and I was like, it was like The Walking Dead. It was like zombie apocalypse. And, you know, and this is just facts. Like, I'm not poking fun, but I'm looking and I'm like, yo, this is a rough thing, right? So I bring that up because, again, I want people to understand who they working with, right? Yeah.
Shout out to everybody from Jersey.
Yo, EO, man. EO, I love y'all.
Shout
EOs,
out to EO,
you know what I'm saying?
Got love for you.
Got love for you, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm saying that to say, like, to, you know, run away from home.
Yes, sir.
To, you know, live in East Orange, which wasn't the, you know, it was rough out there.
Yes,
to then graduating, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Rutgers University, like that's not easy.
Yeah, it ain't Brunswick, but I went to Rutgers Newark though.
Right.
Yeah, but hey, I still graduated. Yes, sir.
So you go to Rutgers, you graduate. You go to Texas.
Yes, sir.
You're able to run multiple successful businesses.
Yes, sir.
Lose it all. but then still, right? So even as adversity is hitting you,
yes, sir,
you're still kind of triumphing. You're still, yes, not giving up. You're still, you know, getting to that next level.
Yes, sir.
And so I want people to really identify with you, to really connect with you, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, again, the 5-day challenge, this is something, right? This is somebody who had a 9-to-5. And I guess this is a question that I also want to have.
Yeah.
Is this a business that you can do while keeping your 9-to-5? Like, I know 100%. You went cold turkey.
Yes, sir.
But if somebody right now has a 9-to-5,
yeah,
and they actually want to keep their 9-to-5, and yeah, they're just looking for another source of income,
100%.
Can they do
this? This is actually perfect for you. Matter of fact, exactly. So I cater a lot to 9-to-5ers and also motivated entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
That way you guys can create an extra income stream. I have a lot of people in my academy that have rec day jobs, and then they do the economy car play that's more passive for them, all right? Or a lot of them are dreamers. Maybe they want that exotic car, or they want that Tesla, all right? But they can't afford it from their 9-to-5. They use car rentals. Maybe they go buy the car, rent it out just 2 or 3 days out of the month, yeah, and the rest of the time it's free. They don't have to make their car payments anymore. So people use that as a vehicle for that. Yes,
wow,
sir.
And let me ask you something. So, like, let's say, for instance, like for me, for instance, right?
Yeah.
And this is a true story. Like, I have my eye on I want a Urus,
okay,
right? A white, you know, so like, all of my cars are white. I don't know.
Okay.
They have a theme.
There you go.
You know, white with black rims.
Okay.
Don't try to.
I thought the blue one out there was yours.
Don't try to peek out. Yeah. Try to peek and see what I'm driving. But I want a white Urus because I can't fit in no other. I'm 6'3". I can't fit in no other Lambo, right? But if I buy a Lamborghini Urus, and let's just say, because I probably won't drive it as much, can private owners connect with people like you to make
100%.
To be able to send, you know,
100%. And see, the reason, that's a good point you brought up, right? You're taking advantage of the tax code, section 179, right? Mm-hmm. Where you could write off any vehicle that weighs over 6,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of people that come into the academy just to run that play.
Yeah.
All right. So now he's able, if you say you made a lot of money, say you made, let's say you made $500,000. Yeah. Instead of paying the IRS $100,000, $200,000, go buy a vehicle that weighs over 6,000 pounds. You get to write off, well, this year it's 80% of it, 80% of the value of the car. That reduces your tax liability.
Yeah.
Then you can still double back, put that car to work, go rent it out, or give it to a private car rental company like me that can rent it out for you and make you a passive income. Mm. And then not only that, the three piece is you could also use that vehicle for lifestyle marketing.
Right.
Maybe if you're an influencer or whatever, use it for lifestyle marketing. Now you're monetizing it three ways.
Mm.
So there you go, 100%. Only thing I always advise people before you make those kind, if that's your plan, make sure you reach out to that private car rental company first.
Right.
Find out the color to buy.
Right.
Okay. Find out what trim to buy.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't go buy what you want.
Yeah.
And then force it on us, and then you're pressuring me every month asking me why you're not making money.
Right.
Well, you bought some weird color that nobody wants to rent out. So very important, guys. Mm. Very important.
Yeah, and how does that usually look? Like, do we split the rentals 50-50?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, got it.
So it all depends, right? 50-50, 60-40 in your favor or in their favor. It all depends. Every rental company is different. So if it's a car they really want, they might be willing to give you even more. 100%.
Yeah, no, I love that because I mean, for all of my high earners out there, right, who want the luxury car, but maybe, you know, like I travel a lot, because that's the other thing. I travel a lot. So I always think like, man, I don't want to get too many cars because if I get this and then, I don't want it to be sitting.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be a dead asset. But if I can connect with somebody,
monetize,
who can rent it out and monetize it, 100%. That'll be the next level.
That's the play.
And so talk to us about what can people expect joining your 5-day challenge?
Yeah, so definitely. Like I said, right, for the 5 days, we're pretty much going to immerse you into the private car rental business. Everything you guys need to know to launch your own successful 6-figure private car rental business, you guys will be with me. I'm bringing a lot of my super friends. I got special guests that are going to come through, all right, that I've locked in. It's a surprise. I can't tell you guys now, but we're also going to expose you to different things. Rent Airbnb. I've got my funding experts coming in there showing you guys how to break down your credit so that way you guys can go qualify for these vehicles. So pretty much for the 5 days, we're going to take you from where you're at with no experience and probably not even having an LLC to the end of the challenge. We're going to have you funded and ready to be able to invest in different passive income streams, especially private car rentals.
Nice. And then where can they join the challenge?
RentalProfitChallenge.com. RentalProfitChallenge.com. That's where you guys can join and get your tickets, 100%.
All right. So RentalProfitChallenge.com. Yes, we'll also put a link in the description. So hit the link. Join Mike the Businessman in the 5-day challenge. He is going to teach you how to get into the rental car business, private rental car business, the right way, the way that's going to be lucrative. Don't do it like Ash, right? I ain't telling you buy cars. Now Ash did that, so hopefully you ain't got to go through that, right? Yep. Make sure you follow the people that actually do the thing. And that's the one thing I actually want to say too, is that, you know, make sure you're vetting out who you listen to.
100%.
Right? Because like I am not the rental car guru.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know nothing about the business. I'm a businessman as well. So when I hear an idea and it sounds good, I'm willing to run the play. But that actually has taught me to hire mentors. Like, I 100%. Hire mentors now.
There you go.
Right? I don't run no play without, like, if I heard somebody talk about a play, like, I got coaches for everything.
There you go, me too.
I'm not no longer saying, I can figure this out.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm hiring that person. This person is going to show me the ins and the outs, because from the outside looking in, it may look like I know what it takes, but there's things that I have not done that, you know, or things that I don't know that, you know what I'm saying, that if I didn't do it, I'm not going to be able to figure it out.
Ash, the only thing separating you from where you're at and that goal you're trying to achieve is information that you don't have.
Yeah.
All right, so go find somebody. Go pay a mentor.
Yeah.
So that way you get that information. I always tell people, I'm like Neo in the Matrix, when he connects that thing to the back of his head and he's like, I know karate. Mm. That's the way I am. If I'm going into any business venture, I'm looking for the best mentor in that field and I'm paying them whatever they're worth.
Yeah.
I want the best. Yes. Teach it to me, help me collapse time, and let's run the play.
Yeah.
100%, guys.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Listen, make sure you go to rentalprofitchallenge.com. Tap in with Mike the Businessman. 5 days. He's going to teach you everything you need to know about the private rental car business. Again, we have the link in the description. So tap in. Get yourself on the right track.
Yes, sir.
If somebody want to connect with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on IG, Mike_TheBusinessman, or YouTube, where I drop a lot of game for free, y'all. Mike_TheBusinessman on YouTube also.
All right, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Another powerful episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Our website is InsideTheVaultShow.com. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at IamAshCash. Also, make sure you join the Abundance community. We got behind the scenes info, more gems from Mike the Businessman. Go to AbundanceCommunity.org. And we got episodes that you didn't even see yet. We got a lot behind the scenes. So for all my insiders that really want to get a peek into what we do here inside the vault, make sure you join the Abundance community, AbundanceCommunity.org. All right, y'all. I'm going to see y'all same time, same place, but in God's will. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Love it, man. Love it. Love the energy, my man.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at